Agenda item number 9, discussion and possible action on flood protection planning study by Kathy Dominguez, Regional Government and Customer Relations Manager, Lower Basin.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay? I'm not as loud as John Hawes. I'm going to speak to a grant application that we submitted to the Texas Water Development Board last Wednesday because that was the deadline, and it is a floodplain management study for the lower part of the basin. It will also include a resolution which would authorize Mr. Ford to act should we be successful in getting the grant approved by the Texas Water Development Board. Could I have my first slide, please? This is just a summary. The southernmost part of the lower basin is really rapidly developing. I don't know if you're aware, but Fort Bend County is continuously in the top 10 of the fastest growing counties in the United States. Existing floodplain information is either outdated or non-existing, and the study will provide updated and comprehensive data that our partners can use. There's a strong local support. This is a 50-50 grant. Texas Water Development Board provides 50% of the funding, and then the participating entities provide the other 50%. Like I said, it says there's local cost sharing, and it is going to be developing information that is really critical to planning for growth in that area. The benefits to the communities include preparing or improving FEMA maps, evaluating and addressing future development, getting plans in place to address funding flooding issues, and then better address flood warning and preparedness. What we will be doing with the study is sharing it with the River Forecast Center. I don't know if any of you are familiar with that, but the Forecast Center is really a valuable tool in helping communities plan during flooding events. Next slide. The engineering study will include both hydrology, which is how much and how long. Next slide. And it'll also include information about hydraulics, which is how high the water would get. Next slide. Here are study participants right now: Brazoria County, the City of Sugar Land, Waller County, the Velasco Drainage District, Pecan Grove Mud, and Austin County is a participating but non-funding participant. They're non-funding at this point, but I have hopes that possibly, since this is a three-year study, that we might get them on board for a little bit of funding later on. This is a map of our study area. As you can see, it starts right there below Hempstead and goes all the way down to Freeport. Next slide. Here's our financial assessment phase. This will be a three-year study. The first phase of it will cost $1,063,168. The second phase, $550,000, for a total cost of $1,613. As I stated earlier, it's a 50-50 grant from the Texas Water Development Board. We have not committed anything except in-kind expenses, travel, meetings, mail-outs, and that estimate is about $29,000. Again, the study length is 3 years. Next slide. Here's my resolution. I'll take any questions. Yes, sir.
Kathy, what's the latest FEMA map that you, how current is it?
Some of these entities hope that the information from these map from the study will help them update their FEMA maps. They'll be ready. The study can be used to go to FEMA to update maps. It has a potential of maybe helping some of these communities lower their flood insurance. Okay. So some of them are more up to date than others. Yes, sir. Another question?
Yes, ma'am. I was just wondering if you're doing this to make us feel better, because you know, we've been in a drought so long. Talking about floods and stuff, you're making the assumption it's going to rain again in our lifetime. I guess it's kind of encouraging in a way.
It is, and sometimes we like floods because, as some of you know, on Lake Limestone we were pretty low, and during that rainfall event, when we got 10 to 13 inches in that short period of time, we were able to fill Lake Limestone, and that's a very good thing. So, any other questions?
Will this include validating where the river the gauges are for depth and that sort of thing?
We'll be using the existing gauges at Hempstead and Richmond and Rocheron.
A number of years back, not too many years, the county judge keeps reminding me that we gave out a flood warning for Burleson County at Highway 21 at the river area there. alerted all the farmers and ranchers to get their cattle out of the low ground. Then later on, we found out the gauge really wasn't there. It was someplace else.
Oh, gosh. No, the flood gauges that I usually use are, they're obviously at Bryan College Station, at Hempstead, at Richmond, and Rose Sharon for the lower part of the basin.
Okay.
So.
Any more questions? If not, will you read your resolution, please?
Whereas the Brazos River Authority has coordinated with several public entities in the lower basin to submit an application to the Texas Water Development Board for a grant to conduct a flood protection planning study on the Brazos River from the Grimes-Waller County line to the Gulf of Mexico, and whereas proposed planning does not duplicate existing Brazos River Authority projects with the exception of updating existing flood protection information, and whereas the total estimated cost for the development of the flood protection planning study is $1,613,636, which shall be completed in two phases, with phase one costing $1,063,168, phase two costing $550,468, and each phase dependent upon receipt of grant funding from the Texas Water Development Board. And whereas the group intends to apply for a Texas Water Development Board grant to fund half of the study cost, and the local participating entities shall fund the remaining half of the study cost, and whereas the Brazos River Authority will commit only in-kind services estimated at $29,136 toward the total study effort, therefore be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager, CEO, is authorized to apply for $531,584 of grant funding from the Texas Water Development Board to conduct phase one of the flood protection planning study for the Lower Brazos River from Bryan's County, Waller County line to the Gulf of Mexico, including executing and the required application appearing before the Texas Water Development Board on behalf of the Brazos River Authority and submitting other such documents as may be required by the Texas Water Development Board. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that should the grant application be successful, the General Manager, CEO, is authorized to negotiate and enter a contract with the Texas Water Development Board to secure the grant funding, to enter agreements with participating entities within the study area for the local match funding required to receive the grant, and to request proposals and enter into a contract with the selected firm to conduct the study.
You've heard the resolution. Is a motion to adopt? Carolyn,
second.
Jean, poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director White?
I don't realize it's a sprinkler.
Okay. Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you.